What? Hey, hey, yeah. What? Dark in shadows, I'm tossing back in my mind like lateral passing. Look here, it's that kid that shines bright, and look there, it's that kid that took his time. Son of the knife, like forget a logo, I worry about those when I am a mogul. But not a money mogul, mogula, your mind, I'm molding with chimes to pieces of shrap metal. Yeah, I'm on that level. I've been beating the bass and tripping off these trebles. Trippy, Treppy, Lushinsky, got the blue dream. What? Trippy, Treppy, Lushinsky, still got that blue dream. A blue dream is a father dreaming of a distant daughter. I'm a cook, I got the coleslaw that will slaughter every taste bud in face of every hater. Don't bother, big dog, bigger slobber, spits harder than every crew with the fake cut and their shoes were father. So far all day to you swore that Back to Future's brought up in conversation, dreaming days in amazement of faces across different nations. But wow, I'm still daydreaming basic. How about blessing the world and taking criticism? Cause really you ain't living without some criticism. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, sit with me now. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, shut up. You corny, annoying dude. Back to the chorus. Trippy, Treppy, Lushinsky, got the blue dream.
Milwaukee Public Radio, who has the blue dream?
What? Trippy, Treppy, used to trip with Obessie. We used to dip in Obessie. We used to sip in Obessie. So what, he had that distant father and I had that dancing father. But brains are still smarter than every basic. The coffee black bee, I bleed this black coffee caffeine free. Most importantly, I'm fiend free. What?
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. 89.7, nobody's perfect.
Webster X live in the WUWM studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
What?
Hello.
Okay, so if you could each...
That was supposed to happen. I also just spilled my water now. That's a great introduction.
Beautiful. And I like the fact that you're wearing a blue tie-dye t-shirt that just works with the video.
Thank you. It does, though.
And actually, if you guys wouldn't mind introducing yourselves just so people can match the voice with the name...
Right on. I am Sam Ahmed, also known as Webster X, also known as your worst nightmare, also a hairstylist. I'm 21 years old, and I'm an experimental hip-hop artist in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow. You just set me up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm Lex Allen. I am, dare I say, 26. Yeah, and I am I'm just a singer. I like all styles, so I don't really limit myself to a certain style.
All right, and I'm D Bridge, aka Mr. Bridgman, aka I'm not a hairstylist. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I rap well.
Wonderful. Yeah. Great to have you guys here. So let's start with your recent release. You have a single that just came out. We're going to hear that later in the show, but Renaissance. So you just shot the video for it.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me a little bit about writing that.
Renaissance kind of came about like post Desperate Youth when I was kind of like in this weird depression, which really sucked. Don't ever go into depression, that's just bad. That's really bad. But my buddy Carson Kellogg, also knows Mick Kellogg, produced the song, and I was like listening to the beat. I really, really got like trapped into it because a lot of the sounds that are present in it, we kind of sampled this song. I'm forgetting the title of it. But it was
Overnight
Twist.
Celebrity.
There you go. But we sampled that, but the actual original title, it's by some dude. And it kind of like, it gripped me to a sense where I knew this was going to be a lead single for something that I was going to make in the future. And after that, I kind of enlisted Lex, because I can't sing that well. I kind of rap sing, so I was like, I need somebody. And Lex was making a bunch of noise in the city as well, so I said, why not have him on the song? And then, of course, Bridge came about too, because we were just... I don't know, we kind of linked up through mutual friends and stuff like that, so I had him over at Carson's house, and we kind of just, like, shot from there.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And it got really weird and exciting.
It did.
There's a lot packed into that track, too. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I feel like you have to listen to several times to really absorb all the messages that are being thrown out there. So, specifically, it seems like like you feel like the Midwest and Milwaukee in general is kind of on a mission now to deliver some great music. And can
so
you
glad
just
you said that.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
No, that's so real. That's like the realest thing ever, because especially like in Chicago too. I was reading an interview with this guy named his name is Mick Jenkins. He actually just released an album today. Go get the waters.
The waters, and the it's waters. Raining.
Yes, it's raining. Oh yeah, it's raining today. And I'm wearing a blue shirt. And he's wearing blue. Okay, anyway, see, this is why I can't be on radio, because I just get off the map. Anyways.
Butterfly.
Yeah, so I was reading this article last night, and it's, you said there was sort of a renaissance going on in Chicago, and it was just so funny because the name, the title Renaissance, and the whole thing coincided with that. It's just been in my head for so long, and I really feel like that everything's so free right now in terms of music literally being for free. And then number two, free of expression. Everybody's just kind of making it so it's funny that Lex said that his stuff's no genre. He doesn't identify one, because it's just what's going on, right? It's crazy to see, and it's actually really beautiful. It reminds me of a lot like back in the day with the Harlem Renaissance and everything that's kind of going on with what used to go on with that, and everybody just being like free of mind and not really caring. And the internet's allowing for people to be able to find each other from different states, different cities.
It's like it's a melting pot of creativity,
right? It's actually stupid. It makes me so happy. I cry.
Well, from a listener's perspective, I certainly enjoy that. And the quote that I always think of is like, you know, there's just good and bad music. There's, you know, what other kinds of music are there? But how is it being received, especially here in Milwaukee?
Renaissance?
Just in general, like you're talking about mixed genres, subgenres. How do you feel that scene here in Milwaukee in the Midwest is in general?
I feel like the artists are more ahead than the consumer for sure. Only the reason I say that is because, I mean, from an outside standpoint, you don't know what these artists are actually thinking or like what's going on in these conversations that they're having at each other's houses or whatever. You know, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's California, whether it's wherever. But I think people are starting to take notice slowly. Because they're starting to see that, especially with 88.9 too. Shouts to them, because they've gotten so like contemporary with their stuff. They will play whatever sounds good. It's not even, you know, they don't stick to an inside of the box kind of ideal, because that's what really traps everybody. And that's what music deserves, to have that in the box, because everybody gets scared to go out of the box. So once everybody gets through that fear, that's when the Renaissance chimes in, and that's when everybody is like, you know, it's genre dipping to me. That's really what I see it as. I'm sure Lex agrees. I'm sure Bridge agrees too.
Yeah, I used to limit myself in the way that I wrote, because I thought this is how an R&B singer is supposed to sound. And then like I met up with a few like open-minded people here in Milwaukee, and it was just like, oh, you're gonna make an R&B country song?
Word.
I'll probably listen to it. Just, you know, make it sound good. You know, it's just all about just tapping into people's like minds and how you relate to other people. So yeah, it's just like you can live outside of your normal box that you used to live in, because there are people around you creating just as odd and obscure things as you are, so you don't feel like
that box
like
is dark
awkward
and
anymore, you know? You have someone to relate to.
Especially with old people. No, I'm just kidding. No, but the only thing is, all right, I have something to say about that, because, all right, so like, you know, people's like general basis of like rap music is like, okay, rims, gold, like women being exploited in music videos and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like that idea is so changed, because like, especially when hip-hop was created in the 70s and stuff like that, they would be so proud to see what it's like today, I think, at least, because it's hip-hop is starting to become such a pop culture thing. It's not even just hip-hop anymore. And, like, once music itself kind of loses, like, genre titles for its name, that's when I feel like it's very freeform, you know, because nobody's like, oh, I heard this new song, but I know exactly what it is. Most people nowadays are like, oh, I heard this artist, and I don't even know what genre I can put that in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, good, don't try to figure that out.
Yeah. You know? How about another song? Do you guys got another track set up?
Yeah, I'm about to play some stuff y'all, nobody's ever heard. I might mess it up too, but I probably won't. I hope not. Okay. This is entitled Meant to Be. It's off my next project. I'm not going to tell the title of. You thought you were going to get some exclusive stuff. Sorry. No. Swag MCs forget this is meant to be. Swag MCs forget this is meant to be. It's meant to be.
What's meant for me? It's my dogs on stage. What's leaving me is all these bad demons burned by sage. At 21 years of age, I'm 21 minutes late to work. My liver hurt, cause college parties always teach the worst, and I'm a jerk. Should I keep canoes to myself? Should I grab a ladder and knock myself off the stupid high shelf? I complain to Geppetto, like, get me up out the ghetto. This bad weed and fake highs, like, get me up off falsetto. I pedal down the block of dark dreams and far schemes. Down the block of bark trees and laser beams. This cat swamp work, so I'ma finesse through the struggle. This day and age of space shuttles and baked duffels, and I make double the trouble I pop. Bottles that bubble and take trips out of subtle. My visions looking like Hubble, swimming rub on my stubble. Play them black piano keys for my family overseas. Like, these whack MCs forget this is meant to be. These whack MCs forget this is meant to be. These whack MCs forget this is meant to be. Meant to be, meant to be. Swear to God it's meant to be. These whack MCs forget this is meant to be. These whack MCs forget this is meant to be. It's meant to be. What? Batter all around 360 with three Whitneys. One Whitney had kissed me, two Whitneys with me whistling so swiftly. Another Whitney wished me a future full of Whitney, yeah. Girl, it's chillin', gets a kickin' as soon as you grippin', my heart gets a skippin'. I was playin' hopscotch, I won you in a wristwatch. Tick-tock, time's up, baby girl, please get off, please. B-Rock, hard knock, hard knocks at the door. I'm passed out on the floor. The whiskey's next to me, the Whitney came to kiss me. This time she had wished me a slow death and dish me. Well, I guess I'm out of luck. So depressed on my duck, shucks. My kids are eyeing out this love because he's like a hockey game. The only black thing in the puck is meant to be. It's meant to be. Like roast beef on a sandwich with pickles and mayonnaise is pretty meant to be. Alright, that's all you guys are getting.
Cool. Webster X in the WUWM studio with Meant to Be. Almost exclusive.
It's pretty exclusive because, like, my girlfriend's vocals aren't even on it, and that song might not even sound like that, so.
And you just made a sandwich at the end.
Yeah, and I'm... Sandwiches. Key, yes.
Sandwiches.
Super stoked for this project. It's going to be a lot different in terms of, like, push, too, and the way I kind of give it out to the general public, especially I'm trying to curate an artist booklet along with it, too, and just... A lot of different things that are going to make it stand out, hopefully, and kind of bring it outside the Milwaukee box and make it seem like it's not just a Milwaukee rapper making a Milwaukee album, because I feel like a lot of the times Milwaukee artists kind of get put in a box, but I try to, like, see that this Renaissance is not that, so.
Hmm. Yeah, and to step back a minute, so Desperate Youth, that came out in November mm-hmm. of 2013.
Yeah.
And you've really only been at this for about a year, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a toddler. Like Tommy Pickles, pretty much.
So how did you get started?
I used to like write poetry all throughout middle school and high school, but I didn't really start at it until like the classic like lunch table like beats and stuff like that. People were just like beating on a lunch table and stuff. And also like I used to live on the north side of Milwaukee, but I went to suburban schools. So I'd come back and I'd like hoop in the alley or play basketball. People don't know what hooping is. And I would just, like, after we'd play a game, we'd all, like, sit down, like, super fatigued and just rap for hours, like, literally till sundown, just, like, making up random things. And once I started taking it seriously, I used to make music with this guy named Ryan Howard, who lives out in Chicago right now. And basically, we used to record this dude Justin's basement and just make the dumbest songs ever. Like, we would just, and it would be so fun, though. We'd come through, like, on a Friday, be super jazzed, like, off of school, like, all right, like, let's do some cool stuff right now. And then we'd go out later that night, and it would be tight. But I never took it seriously until I made that 3-track EP before Desperate Youth, which I don't really, like, address as, like, a release. It was just kind of me, like, hey, here are these three songs, and here's a title. So, but that was, like, Desperate Youth, Old Betsy, and Tuesday. And now it's, I don't know why people gravitate towards it, but it's super cool.
Mm. Yeah, so you were saying that after that came out, were you surprised by how successful it was?
Yeah, totally. Like, I don't know. Like, it was weird to a sense. That's why I got depressed this early January through about March. Like, it was weird. I didn't know what to expect. And I don't even want to sound like I'm like, because most people are like, man, if I was in your position, I'd be so geeked. Shut up. Don't be sad. But I didn't know how to respond, because there were so many people hitting me up. And all of a sudden, I kind of got, really just like fruffled. That's a word. But yeah, anyways, it was just very odd. Like, it got to a point where the Desperate Youth like ended up on this Denver SoundCloud blog and got like over 25,000 plays. And that's really when it started, like, that's when the fire was ignited. And that's when I knew that people actually, I got more good feedback than negative feedback, like when I first started and stuff like that. So it was just a whole growing process. And now I've learned how to handle myself. And I'm still managerless, you know what I'm saying? And like, I still just try to carry this art by myself until it's getting to that point, you know?
Mm. So was it a bit of a struggle to keep that going with school and other commitments?
Oh, totally. That's why I got depressed too. It was weird, man. I school was such a pressure to me for no reason, because school used to not be a pressure to me, you know what I'm saying? I was going to UWM for creative writing, and I started off marketing too, which I don't even know why I went into that. I thought it was cool, suit and tie, but that's just not me. And it was kind of just more of me going through phases, finding myself again. Thought I found myself, going through another phase. Like, I just feel like I keep, like, kind of molding out of these, like, shells, you know what I'm saying? And kind of just, I don't know, right now it's at a phase where I'm, like, so happy with my life. Like, I couldn't be happier. So I'm trying to use that as fuel to make this art outside of the box as possible.
Mm. And you just made the video for Renaissance, and that was some fun with green screen, as I understand.
Yeah, that was weird. It was cool because of the fact that I never experimented with the green screen, and like for me, it's always trial and error. I'm trying to mess up as many times as possible. I want to fail a lot. Like, real talk, I like that, because if I grow from it, and it's not even like me trying to be beastie, because like, yeah, I'm scared of failure, but like also I kind of like lost fear of that because it was holding me back so much.
Yeah.
So.
I know too many things about failure. It took me this long to get my music heard, so.
Real time.
Yeah. It took like 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
And when did you guys meet up and start collaborating?
Dude, I met you at a coffee shop.
Coffee shop and then Twitter. Twitter world.
Shouts to internet. I met him.
Through Twitter.
Through Twitter, yep. Shouts to Twitter, man.
Twitter, thank you, Twitter.
Thank you, little bluebirds. Little bluebirds.
Seriously, because I think I came across, I think it was your Desperate Youth, because one of my buddies had did a music video for me, and he showed me
Oh, yeah,
his.
Derek Rickert.
Derek
okay.
Rickert, he's
yeah,
amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And then I added him on Twitter, and I was like, dude, we need to work together. And then it was like probably like two, 3 months later, he was like, hey, I have this song.
Yep.
And that's how it all kind of just, like, happened.
That's a lot of the writing process, too. That's a lot of the writing process, too, because I was just, like, I can't be like, oh, yeah, let's collab. Let's go in there and do it. Like, sometimes, I mean, yeah, I'm starting to learn that more, but at first I used to be like, okay, I can hear this dude's voice on it or this girl's voice on it, and it will make it that much better. So that's why I enlisted both these dudes. And, like, it's even better now because it's affecting 3 different fields of artists' fan base rather than just one.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is, I guess, the whole point of the Renaissance. So I was like, because the Renaissance is more of like a plural, I guess, than a singular. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and the different styles and the contrast really make it even stronger, I find. So we'll be hearing that in just a few minutes. Also wanted to ask you about basketball, because and you did pretty well. And excellent video out there by the Milwaukee Record, I believe. Beating a tall man in a gorilla suit.
Yeah, dude. That's this guy named Alex. Oh, man. That was intense. That was an intense. I sweated a lot that game. Hate gorillas. Basketball, it was great success because of the fact that everybody was able to just have fun and play basketball. Like, that's the point of it. Like, forget music making all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to eat pizza and play a basketball game and just chill. And then maybe we can make music 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you're working on your next album then. Mm-hmm. So you just released Renaissance. And what else is in the works? Are you trying to do any tours, anything like that?
Yes. I'm performing at the Milwaukee Film Festival September 30th at Hotel Foster, with this group called Solo. It's a great indie rock band. And also this guy named Bliss and Alice, who has never done a show yet. I just wanted to, I wanted to put on for him, so I put him on the bill as well with me. And then also October 9th, I'm going to be opening up for Denzel Curry, this really cool rapper from Florida who is signed to this group called Raider Clan. Think about that. It's going to be at the set at the university. And then October 11th, I'm getting booked my first Shy date. That cannot be announced yet because that's a big one that I want to announce myself on the internet. So, and in the spring, I'm trying to organize a college tour. I'm really trying to like actually travel because that's the whole point of my music, the reason why I want to do it. Just to go see different people and go out and play at different areas of the world and stuff, you know. Just really just dream hard and live it.
Mm. So where do people go if they want to see your video and hear your music?
There's a Webster X channel on YouTube. Also, you can go to WebsterX.com. Yes, I always wanted to say that. That is so stupid. Why do we do that? Yeah, WebsterX.com. Go there.
And you probably have a Twitter account as well.
Yeah. That'll be underscore WEBSTERX. And if you want to send me a funny emoji in the email, that's WEBST3RX@gmail.com. Please send all emojis there.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sam, Lex,
yes,
and Daryl for being in here
today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're going to take us out on Renaissance.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Here goes nothing. What?
See me flown, why? Because of Renaissance.
What?
Eat a song, now you feel what's in your heart. Started acting crazy, now you wanna have my baby. Don't betray or sway me, Cream City, this city made me.
See me flaw, why? Because the Renaissance started off. Blah, there goes the law. Nah, you didn't cut the lawn, you swept the grass and sang the song. The slave's been on, the segregated fence is tower the fuck, coward the dot. Howard Dwight might just like this, clear your sinus. This is a bright kid, tryna break the gate to the white kids. I'm a well-spoken token, you been hoping he'll quote in. The city will be free, full of cream-colored poets. I'ma clear my mind to keep focus, meditate beneath the ocean. Depths of dark seas and Arby's, that restaurant gets no notice. Feed your brain, fly the lotus. Magical, mathematical, practical, scripture reader. Motion picture eater, city sound blares through the speaker.
See me flow, why? Because of Renaissance.
What?
It is song, now you feel what's in your heart. Started acting crazy, now you wanna have my baby. Don't betray your sway, man, crimson, this city made me.
Young Renaissance man, forgive me for flexing. I'm finna flaw, man. No fiction, just facts. My diction on tracks, we'll show y'all that. I've been a boss, man. Check my credentials on these instrumentals. Suit and tie flow, man, it's so presidential. Got so much potential, I know it's essential for me to put on for my whole residential area. Till we all on, yeah, you know, the more the merrier. I hit the Marriott with an Aquarius. I'm tryna get behind it like a chariot. Horse and carriage, all these carrots in this diamond ring emoji. If she knows me, then she knows that's as close as we'll get to marriage. I'm a bachelor, ass a rabbit like Chancellor, making moves on the web. I'm a tarantula, my appetite is gargantuan. I need more bread, but I do it for the culture. The Cream City cultivator, and these haters can't cope with the cream of the crap. But the dream don't stop till I'm known as the greatest in my whole city. Famous, 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 famous.
Pickles.
See me flown, why? Because of Renaissance. Hear this song, now you feel what's in your heart. Started acting crazy, now you wanna have my baby. Don't betray your sway, man, Cream City, this city made me.
Oh, take us out, Lex.
Don't betray your sway, man, Cream City, this city made me.
Follow Mr. Bridgeman, the official Lex Allen, and Webster X.
Don't betray a swing, the Cream City, this city made me.